You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com.
Let's talk honestly. Being vegan does not guarantee business success. Mission alone does not pay rent. Passion alone does not create retention. And great food alone does not build long-term stability. I say this with love, and I say it with experience. I spent over 28 years in communications, marketing, digital systems, and brand storytelling. I've worked inside institutions. I've led large-scale website launches. I understand SEO, content ecosystems, automation, and community building at scale. And for years, through Vegans Explore, I've worked with hundreds of vegan businesses, nonprofits, and creators. So this episode is not criticism, it's clarity. Why some vegan businesses struggle. Let's start with common pitfalls. They focus only on food. The food is incredible, but no email list, no follow-up system, no loyalty program, no storytelling, no consistent content. If someone visits once and never hears from you again, that is not a customer relationship. That is a one-time transaction. Restaurants that thrive build repeat behavior. Number two, they underestimate marketing. Posting randomly on Instagram is not a marketing strategy. You need local SEO, Google optimization, email capture, automated follow-ups, review management, community partnerships. If you don't control attention, you are dependent on algorithms, and algorithms change. Number three, they build emotionally, not structurally. This one's important. Many mission-driven founders build from passion. That's beautiful. But they don't build from systems. No documented processes, no content calendar, no cash reserve plan, no partnerships outside the vegan bubble. Thriving businesses build infrastructure early. Now, why some vegan businesses thrive? Now, let's flip it. The businesses that last do a few things consistently. They build community, not just customers. They collect emails. They collaborate with other local brands. They diversify revenue through catering, events, products, or classes. They build relationships with their audience. And most importantly, they understand that they are media companies. Every business today is a content business. If people don't know your story, they can't support your mission. Protecting yourself during economic downturns. Now, we can't ignore this. Economic cycles happen. Inflation happens. Consumer behavior shifts. Delivery apps raise fees. So how do you protect yourself? Number one, build direct communication channels. Email lists are protection. SMS lists are protection. If Instagram disappears tomorrow, can you still reach your customers? If the answer is no, that's a vulnerability. Two, create tiered offerings. Not everyone can spend the same amount during downturns. Offer entry-level options, bundle deals, loyalty incentives, subscription-style meal plans. Make it easier to say yes. Number three, strengthen local community. When times are tight, people support businesses they feel emotionally connected to. If your business has hosted events, collaborated with nonprofits, supported local initiatives, people remember that. Community is recession resistant. Where Vegans Explore comes in. This is why we built Vegans Explore the way we did. We're not just a directory. We're building communications infrastructure for the vegan movement. Through the Passport community, we feature guides before they go public. We spotlight businesses consistently. We create podcasts and media that amplify stories. We maintain city updates so businesses don't disappear from memory. Through community partners, businesses directly support the ecosystem that promotes them. We provide marketing audits. We offer visibility inside local guides. And we create structure exposure, not random mentions. Through our entrepreneur section inside the Passport, we provide practical resources, we share marketing systems, we teach what works, and we build connections between founders. Our goal is simple. to become the communications hub for what is happening in your vegan city. Because when restaurants close, nonprofits relocate, our founders burn out, communities lose institutional memory. We're building archives, systems, media, and structure. So why am I speaking on this? I'm not speaking as someone guessing from the sidelines. I've led six-figure digital initiatives, built community ecosystems, worked inside large institutions, studied marketing behavior and systems for decades, documented hundreds of vegan businesses across multiple cities, and I care deeply about this movement. But caring means telling the truth. Vegan businesses need structure, they need systems, they need collaboration, and they need consistent community investment. So, the future of vegan businesses is not just better food. It's better systems, it's smarter marketing, it's deeper collaboration, and it's shared infrastructure. If you're a vegan entrepreneur watching or listening to this, join the Passport community. Explore becoming a community partner. Plug into the ecosystem. Because we're building something that supports you long-term, not just during hype cycles. Thriving is not accidental. It's designed. And the businesses that understand that will be here 10 years from now.